York City, Comedy Central presents Tom Rhodes.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Sweet. Looking nice and freshly washed. All right. Well, hey, first of all, can you believe this guy's our president? Man, you can see the strings, man, on the Cheap Puppet Show. You're not supposed to see the strings on the Cheap Puppet Show. It's really sad that the fate of the nation, the election was decided in the state of Florida, because I grew up in Florida, everybody. And, well, you should wait and hear what I have to say about it first. Florida is the second chance state, everybody. People who screwed up in other states move to Florida for their second chance. There should be a sign at the border that says, "Welcome to Florida. Rolls downhill." People in Florida should not be making decisions for anybody, man. They have hurricanes. You know what they tell you to do when a hurricane's coming? They tell you to put masking tape on your windows. Tape. And like an X. It's like, no hurricane. They also tell you to fill your bathtub full of water so you'll have plenty of fresh drinking water. Apparently, these people never seen my bathtub. I drink gasoline before I drink anything out of there, man. Are you kidding? I got germs the size of turtles, for God's sakes. Ain't taking no chances on the turtle germs. Florida, they have alligators. Alligators never eat big people like you and I. They only eat little children and pets. And as sad as that sounds, whenever they interview the parents on the news afterwards, you can always kind of tell why the kid got eaten. Well, Junior was at the edge of the water, and he was poking this alligator with a stick. We lost a good one, I'm sure. Surely the space program will suffer. Now that Junior is no more. All right. Woo. Speaking of the space program, man, when I was a little boy, I wanted to be an astronaut. That was like my first dream in life. Whatever happens to childhood dreams like that, huh? How come this ain't a room full of ballerinas and firemen? I know where I lost the desire to be an astronaut. I heard you have to be good at math, and I suck at math. Naturally, I'm from Florida. And I suck at math because of Mr. Man. This is my algebra teacher. It's Mr. Fall, I'm not exploring the moon today. Does Mr. always roll his chalk in his hand when he would talk to the class? Then when he would turn around to write at the chalkboard, he'd always discreetly scratch his balls. And he would always turn around with these big chalk fingerprints. Right on his nutsack, man. And I was always far too busy laughing at the chalk fingerprints to pay attention to any of the math going on. Tom, would you stand and tell the class what X means? X means it's time for you to scratch your balls again. That's why human beings are not the smartest animal. I don't know how we got to the top of the food chain. Most human beings have a series of different relationships in their lifetime, right? Do you know that most every animal in the kingdom has the same mate forever? Do you know that? A whale. Has the same whale mate for its entire existence. A penguin, man. A penguin has the same little penguin for its whole little penguin life. Think how many screwed up relationships you've had. How many times you couldn't make it work. A penguin can do it better than you can. Think about it, man. A penguin can look out on a sea full of 8 million other penguins. All look exactly the same. And go, "There's my baby. People break up. My parents are divorced. It was ugly. My parents argued all the time before they got divorced. Came one point, my parents started wearing their wedding rings on their middle fingers. Look at your ring. Look at it. That's why I don't understand why anybody would ever beat their children, when damaging them psychologically is so much more permanent. I'm so sorry if you got that joke. That means you're from a broken home, too. My parents argued all the time. I would swear I would never be in a relationship with someone who liked to argue. And my last girlfriend, that's all she liked to do. And I should have known there was trouble on the first date. Man, we're having dinner. From across the table, she goes, what kind of drugs do you like? I thought, what an honest question. I'll give her an honest answer. I said, I really like smoking weed. And once a year for spiritual purposes, I like to do mushrooms. And if I'm with the right people at the right time, ecstasy's always fun. And she looked at me with this blank look on her face and said, I said, what kind of dogs do you like? Oops. I don't like dogs. Unless they got a bag of weed tied to their collar. Hey, poochie, poochie, poochie. I'm seeing a nice girl right now. I hope it works. I don't ever want to be single. It's frightening being single in today's world, huh? With diseases that'll kill you. Do anything with anybody now, you got to spend the whole next day praying and scrubbing. You're in the shower. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'll wash everything again real good, Lord. I'll clean my poopy hole real good, Lord. Because the Lord likes a clean poopy hole, everybody. What a thrill to be a member of the condom generation, hmm? Don't you realize every human being in the history of human beings got to feel what it felt like to make love naturally? And I put a balloon on my What a happy period in human history to be living through. And that oh-so-romantic moment when you turn to your lover. Excuse me, lover, while I roll a balloon on my and try to keep an erection through the shame and embarrassment of you watching me roll a balloon on my Because who knows where you've been, you little tramp? Where's the dignity, man? Last year I had a purple condom. I didn't know it was purple. I just opened the package and it popped out and it was purple. Come on, something like that should be clearly marked. Don't you agree? I mean, you gotta be real close with a woman to come at her with a purple. If you didn't write When Doves Cry, you better not be poking a purple at anybody. Unless you're Barney, the children's dinosaur. You know, hey, as long as it's color coordinated. Oh, New York. It's so nice to be back. I haven't, I lived here and I moved out about a year ago. And New York kicks ass, man. I don't like that really thick New York accent. You know, that, hey, yo, what's the matter with you, you freaking jagoff, right? That kind of. It could be the most beautiful girl in the world. If she had that accent, it would just kill it, you know? Hey, yo, you gonna take my bra off or what? Don't speak. Hey, well, don't shush me. I thought we were gonna do it already or something. I've been performing in Europe a lot, everybody. I've been playing in, I was just in England. And that's a real honor for me to go to the honky motherland. And, get in touch with the origin of the dorky honkiness and where it comes from, you know? They're hard on Americans, though, man. They heckle you in England as an American for things you have no idea. Screw you and the Panama Canal Treaty of 1874. Nothing to do with that. They're hard on Americans, man. They find out you're American, all of a sudden you become the suggestion box for America. People will tell you everything that they think is wrong with America. Oh, you're American. Americans are fat and stupid and lazy. Like, I'm going to come back here. Come here, everybody. Huddle up. Come here. I got a message. Screw them, man. I couldn't find English muffins the whole time I was there. Don't call it English muffin if you can't find it in England. And food is terrible in England. That's no joke. If you go there, don't even bring a change of clothes. Wear what you got on and bring a suitcase full of sandwiches. They got this English breakfast, man. Beware. What makes it English breakfast? They pour baked beans all over your eggs. Precisely. What an inconsiderate way to start your day. With a bunch of ass fuel. First time I was in England, man, and my egg showed up with beans all over it. As a waiter, there's been a mishap in the kitchen. Someone must have stumbled. And the dude gets all sassy with me, man. He goes, no, that's English breakfast. That's how it comes. Well, the Germans should have dropped cookbooks on you, mother. It's cool though because they drink a lot, and I love drinking, man. Yeah. What's wrong with the truth? Hell yeah. Drinking booze is delicious. Tired. In America, all you ever get is a negative side of drinking. He got drunk and killed a busload of children. Come on, man. It's time someone pointed out the good and all, huh? Drinking creates conversation, right? You got to call people the next day and apologize to them. That's good for friendships. Hey, sorry I peed on your dog, man. I thought it would liven up the party at the time. Who knew you'd be so angry? I like to drink and hang out, man. I don't like to do shots of hard liquor. Because I can't do it cool. Whenever I do a shot, I always make that booze grimace. You know that face? That's why I could have never been a sheriff in the Old West. I'd have been in the saloon. Hey, I thought I told you outlaws. You're going to have to get out of town to deal with me. Halt. Stop it, bad man. This is in your tracks. I got bad habits. I smoke cigarettes, but hey, there's worse habits, you know? These country hillbillies do that tobacco stuff in their lip, that stuff. I don't know what sensation it gives them. Maybe it helps them hate minorities better or something, right? But, I don't know if you saw this, man. They had a dude on TV last year, 2020, or one of those shows, right? And the dude had done that stuff, that tobacco, and he got cancer, and they had to remove his jaw. Did anybody see that? Oh, it was gruesome. The dude had no chin. Dude had no chin. His lips just went straight down to his chest, man. And he's on TV being interviewed. I didn't expect it to happen. I'm looking at this guy. I'm thinking, how does this guy fold pillowcases? So unless you want an unruly linen closet, stay away from that. All right. Hey, let's visit the globe. Our little fragile blue marble of an earth. Oh, China. We signed a free trade agreement with China last year, everybody. Doesn't matter. They make everything in China anyway. You know, whenever you buy some really cheap, goofy stuff, it always says made in China on it. I think China must be this really magical place, you know? Because they make everything weird and goofy there. I got this image of China. Like, you could be in any city in China at like 7 a.m. and everybody's heading off to work. You'd overhear stuff like, hey, Zing Lao, have fun at the Silly Jester Hat Factory. Yeah, man, are you still at the beanbag chair assembly plant? No, that company decided to change directions. I'm making them little finger cuffs now. America has a unique way of screwing people up, you know it? I was in Texas a couple months ago. I met a white supremacist. Are there any white supremacists here? They never go to comedy shows. How are you going to reach these people? What a silly concept, a white master race. Anybody who studied biology knows the more you mix a genetic code, the stronger our immune systems will become to fight diseases, and we'll all actually live longer as a people if you mix the races. Keep mixing the races until we're all the same grayish color. Then there'll be no more racism once we're all the same shade, man. Hey, gray. Who are you calling gray? Gray? And then we'll actually be able to hate someone for the person that they are. It's easy for me to say mix the races because I'm a bunch of different races. And like when I lived in New York City, they would always have these ethnic day parades. And I would get envious, I admit it, man. I'd watch these parades and go, huh? Maybe one day my people. You never see a parade for me. You never see a quarter English, quarter French, quarter Italian, quarter don't know what the hell you really are parade. Hey, it's the confused bastard honky day parade. Alright. I'm a quarter everything. My ancestors screwed about everybody. I wish I had some melanin so I don't burn so bad at the beach. Oh, thank God you got that. They didn't get that part in Texas at all, man. Melanin? What's melanin? Everybody should know what melanin is, man. I think that's where racism comes from. White people are jealous of people with melanin. Yes. That's where all the hatred started. It comes from thousands of years of white people getting sunburnt at the beach. It comes from white people getting all pink and flaky and crispy. Ow, 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 don't touch me! People with melanin don't have this problem. I'll give them lower wages. That's how it started, man. A bad burn a long time ago. That's how it started. I've been spending a lot of time in Europe, man. I've been actually dating a girl in Amsterdam. Yeah, life's terrible right now. It's like I went to Amsterdam a few years ago and I was hoping I could meet a cute Dutch girl. You know, your imagination goes crazy when you're on vacation. I was like, maybe I could live in a windmill. Hey, maybe I could be a tulip farmer, you know? But there's a big misconception about Amsterdam. A lot of people think all drugs are legal in Amsterdam, and that is not the truth. Only marijuana, hash, and mushrooms. And they have stiffer penalties for harder drugs, like cocaine and heroin, than we do, and they have the lowest percentage of drug addicts in all of Europe. So anyway. I was in Amsterdam last summer, and I had a headache, and I was on my way to the drugstore to get some aspirin. And I remembered, hey, mushrooms are legal here. I could turn this headache into a magic carpet ride. Now, I want the children at home to see through the story and see that it's really a bad story that I'm telling. This is really a say no to drugs piece. So I got some mushrooms. And I'm tripping my balls off. It's a nice, hot, warm summer night, man. There's this beautiful park, Vondelpark. It's like the Central Park of Amsterdam. And I'm just running through this park, man. I'm feeling beautiful. I kicked off my shoes. I didn't care about the shoes. I just left them, and I'm running. I'm feeling beautiful. I look around. No one's in this park. I just start ripping off my clothes. I'm running naked through this park. I'm communicating with the one true God. Little plants were talking to me, telling me I was safe in God's perfectly balanced universe, and that they'd watch my shoes. How come you never see that picture when you're in school? Whenever you're young and in school and they show you a picture of someone on drugs, he's always in an alley, mangled and screwed up, right? He's got one shoe on and leaves in his hair. They never show you the happy running naked through the park picture, man. Hey, I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. Thank you very much, everybody.
Here for more original stand-up comedy next, only on Comedy Central, your home for Friday night stand-up.